Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. I believe Tailgate Ted is on the line on an open line Thursday.
He's been on hold for a while.
Let's go to him.
When I get to Tailgate. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, boys? How you guys doing this morning?
Hello,
good. How are
Tailgate
you?
Ted.
I'm good. I'm thinking about running for DC Council next November because apparently they don't want to do their jobs. So I can't do a worse job than them.
You're seriously thinking about throwing your hat in the ring and running for council?
That actually would be a good bit.
I'd vote for if I lived there.
I mean, I applaud you. I would never run for any sort of political office.
What kind of skeletons headaches you got in your closet?
Yeah. You want to divulge anything?
A couple of those. Yeah, well, Hard Rock video would come up constantly against whoever I'm running against, so that'd probably be an issue for me.
The Hard Rock in Philly?
That's butt funny.
That one?
Yeah. Were they bashing him?
No, Ted was emotional. They took over the Hard Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, but that wasn't too bad.
He was pumping up the fellow fans.
No, we mean like just really scandalous
stuff. Yeah, I'm talking about,
like,
you know, you bang somebody's secretary or something.
We're talking about like you going in and invading Philly turf. Like, we're talking about like
really
stuff
bad
you really
stuff.
Don't want to come to light.
But I tell you what, Ted, if you were caught on video accepting money and payoffs, you'd probably get voted in.
it doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, you can get reelected.
You would definitely get reelected. But.
Yeah. All right, what else?
I mean, I could take a month and a half long vacation right when a generational bill is expiring or deals expiring with the city.
DC is a crazy place.
But I thought because of your old tailgate bit, you were actually kind of okay if they find a different location.
As a DC resident, EB, this deal needs to happen, right? If they're talking about not voting until September, potentially October, which puts the Women's World Cup and the rugby thing possibly out of the picture. So that's $750 million for the city. So the caller that called in earlier commending the council for tickets for kids for some camp, okay, great. But let's call them out on the fact that they're ruining possibly $750 million for the city. And is it going to hurt me tailgating? Yeah. But realistically, you guys drive past that lot. It's a blight on this city.
It's gross.
Something needs to happen.
I was up close and personal with it last month. It's gross.
If they don't build a stadium there, they still tear. They're going to tear it down, and they could build something nice there.
What kind of money are you going to get? They're arguing over $1 billion right now. They have the Harris Ownership Group that is willing to pump in billions of dollars. Now, I've got an issue with them saying that because part of that is going to be funded by fans like me with PSLs.
Of course.
But they're not going to find someone that is going to bring something like this that people are going to flock to. I mean, the ability, it's like the Nats, EB. They drafted this kid that we're not going to see anything out of for years, right? But you could have drafted a stud that you get an immediate return on. Guess what? The Commanders are that stud. And we need them to be the anchor of this community. Mm-hmm. And right now, the council's sleeping on it, and they're about to go on vacation. Mm-hmm. That's the part that I have a problem with.
There's no sense of urgency, but that's for sure.
Zero.
It's part that's of the deal. Part of the deal on politics, I guess.
Tailgate, I would vote for you if I was a D.C. resident, which I am not.
And never will be.
You're probably right.
Well, I appreciate it, Kix.
Sure.
Right. Hey, Tailgate.
You have my unwavering support.
Are you a library guy?
No. The only people I see in libraries, no offense, at least in D.C., are the homeless people that want air conditioning.
That's a good place to go.
Yeah.
Good place to go in there, read a book, and cool off a little bit.
Sure, absolutely.
I think I would do that.
Get off the scorching hot sidewalk.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Ted. Appreciate it,
buddy. Thanks, Ted.
Take care.
All right, buddy.
Ted in 2026.
I bet Ted, he probably has a pretty squeaky clean background. He could probably run for it.
By the way, probably does.
Can I thank a listener? I'm not sure what his name is.
Yes, you can.
His name is Jay.
He didn't sign the card?
Well, he signed it Jay. So.
Okay.
So, I love this, by the way.
he said that he loves the show.
All right? Appreciate that.
And he wants to know our thoughts on the Tour de France.
I'll give my thoughts.
Specifically stage three, the highlights on stage three.
Specifically for
Mark,
stage three.
Can you give us a stage three update on the Tour de France? Can you do a 30-seconder?
And he was talking about Phil Liggett. You know who Phil Liggett is?
No, it sounds like
he's the commentator. The South, I don't know if he's British or South African.
Okay.
He's the guy who always does the
sounds like a plumber.
Nah, you would know his voice, but he all does right. all this the highlights for and calls the tour.
Uh-huh.
He says, I love it. The guy's been doing it 53 years.
Right.
And he wanted our thoughts. But anyway, he said, I realize that I'm asking a lot, and EB always says that you're poorly paid.
Right.
So he sent me $37, random number, $37. Thank you very much.
No, I want to clarify. I've never said we're poorly paid at this point over the last 10 years.
I don't know why I put this
20
in
years,
the
maybe. Yeah. I'm just poor. That's all.
Yeah. Maybe that may just
all
got
your money's going
he
out.
Got confused.
You need more money coming in.
Yeah. Well, I need to cut off a few kids. Yeah. That's what
that
I need
would
to
help.
Do.
That would help.
I got a couple.
Turn the tide.
Yeah, they're just clinging to me like freaking skin tags.
Well, you can tell them that Poga Car is cleared to continue on stage 12.
Oh, they're already in stage 12? I don't know why you wanted to talk about stage 3.
Well, maybe stage 3 was particularly interesting.
I guess.
Dude, you know.
You and Ben Healy was at one point the race leader.
Ben Healy? Tom Healy?
Is he American? Or not.
Reigning champion, though, Poga Car getting back in the mix.
Poga.
Didn't P. Mitch say he's got like a $2,000 bike or something?
Yes.
He's got a fancy ass bike.
Was it? It's just like butt light.
Is that I would imagine.
Is that like the thing?
I guess.
He told me about it, but yeah, it's just crazy.
Did you see in the news that a pedestrian got smoked in Kensington?
I heard that. That's awful.
Was that by the mail truck?
Like a mail truck, yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Was that because the mail truck didn't see the? Was
I think
it a woman?
The theory is
it was a woman that was walking across the street.
The theory
right?
is that there's some. My wife saw it. There is like footage from like the Dunkin' Donuts nearby or something. Yeah. Like so, it's not too close. But that it, you know, typical just didn't look left. You know, looked right or whatever, and then turned and it just smoked the person
because the person was walking on the sidewalk in front of exit ramp or whatever.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't see it.
I did see it. And
yeah, I mean, terrible.
It wasn't good.
It's an awful story.
Yeah, dead.
I know.
Dunsky. It's terrible.
But I don't know.
But when you say Dunsky,
but I don't know if I.
You're just making light of
it. I'm not making light of it. It's an awful story. It's an awful story. The pedestrian got smoked.
But why didn't the pedestrian have eye contact with the driver?
Pedestrian's lunching too.
And then the driver either waves.
I would say pedestrian lunching too.
Or walk,
driver's fault,
or walk around the back of the truck.
Yes. I mean, always got to be careful when you walk in front of a car.
Yeah.
Last night, my daughter, you know, these kids, so Meg, who, you know, graduated and, you know, she's at home. She starts her job in New York City in October. She's on, you know, but these kids have it so good. She's on FaceTime with her friend in Boston. And
in
her friend
Boston.
In Austin. And they're all
in
like
Austin.
They're video chatting with each other, right?
Okay,
right.
Nice.
So it's like they're still in college together. Sure. Like, you know, you see them all the time. And they got in one of the Ubers, the driverless Ubers in Austin.
Oh, really?
And they're actually with another person. And the other person's freaking out in the back because, you know, you still don't know, is it going to slow down? Or why is it slowing down?
If I order an Uber and there's nobody driving it,
yeah.
I'm going to tell that robot Uber to go down the street. Keep going down the street to the next person.
They swore they weren't going to order a driverless Uber, and then the first Uber they ordered, driverless Uber. I think they had to do it. They had to experience it.
I saw that those robots that you've always been fascinated by at George Mason are going to be infiltrating Arlington and Alexandria, and we're going to start seeing more and more of them on the streets.
I don't like it. It's a weird Star Trek thing. I just don't like it. But
well, so were cell phones. We used to watch Captain Kirk do his little thing with his whatever you call it, phaser.
You're not ready for beam me up, Scotty.
I'm anti-robot. I think I'm anti-robot.
Just them roaming around like the streets freely. If they're in a factory, like making cars and like shipping me Amazon boxes, I'm fine with robots.
Well, what you described is what they're doing in like George Mason. They're roaming around everywhere. These little robot delivery things.
I don't want like robots roaming the halls here at Odyssey, like selling airtime.
Well, you're going to see it. You see them all over.
Sam Weiner and Michelle Manti on that
one. You see them all over the sidewalks.
Yeah, I don't need that.
It's wild. I don't like it.
Are they delivering pizzas? What are they doing?
Yeah, subs, pizzas, Chinese food.
Okay.
I think. Probably condoms.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely would not want to get into an Uber.
A driverless Uber.
Couldn't do it.
I'm out on that.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law's done that. A lot of people have done that. Let's go to Trey in Ashburn. Trey, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hi, Trey.
What's up, Jinx? How's it going?
Trey, what part of Ashburn, bro?
I'm in Brambleton.
Oh, right near my house.
It's your old hood.
Yeah, awesome. I was just in Anita's. I think I caught you in there before.
Anita's.
Hold on, is that your old neighborhood?
I used to live in Brambleton, yes.
Where are you living now?
Broadlands.
Oh, okay. Man, I get confused.
Well, you know more than I do.
I know.
Jeez.
And I've seen you walking out of Rubino's. Big cheesesteak guy.
I know. It's a good spot. Have we ever met? I had one last night.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, say hello next time.
You know, we sleep on it, but Jason still is the king of Ashburn,
I think. He certainly is. He makes the rounds.
Very, very highly recognized.
Yeah.
Do people still call you for, like, tea times and stuff like that?
Well, I haven't had a call in a while.
You know what I mean? Like, the Skins will call you for, like, a tea time?
No,
or
I haven't.
I don't know, free like, driveway?
I don't go out as much. I really don't.
Yeah.
Bit of a hermit.
Yep.
So what's
up? As I get older.
What's up, Trey?
So I'm calling. Have you guys been listening to Bit Season?
No. Well, I gave up on that. It's just too much.
There is some Jonan in there. Drabby's desperate for friends, right?
Who?
I hang out with Drabby, I don't know, once every 4 to 6 months.
Oh, yeah?
But
so what, twice a year?
No.
So you don't really hang out. You see him twice a year?
Pretty much.
So you live in Ashburn, so not too far from him. Do you have kids?
I do not have kids.
How did you and Drab meet?
Great story. I bumped into him in a parking lot, and long story short, I had the new Holly Sonder photograph.
You were exchanging porno with Drab?
Hey, they're doing a porno swap.
Yeah.
You did a porno swap?
That wasn't a one-way transaction.
This is the early Reddit days, and we bumped into each other. I said, I'm a big fan, love the guys behind the glass.
Yeah.
And then it just came about. We traded info, and then we've been buddies since. I took him to Mission Impossible. I introduced him to a wing place in Chantilly that may or may not, you know, be going out of business.
You know exactly who this
operation.
Is.
Yeah, this is my good. Yeah, we text almost every day. We went to Hooters together, but we just don't hang out. That's my life. I have so many friends on my phone that I need more friends to hang out with.
Really? I didn't know. Has that been like a theme of the show lately? You need
more
people?
Well, the Mar Valdez Drab rendezvous.
Has it inspired that?
I realized that my life is boring and I need more exciting friends.
You have too much alone time.
Yeah, I'm tired of kids and all that.
Yeah. You need to do something with the boys.
More boys.
You need to golf. That's what golf's so great about. I mean, you don't like golf, but it's
well,
a similar
tennis.
Thing.
Tennis he does guy. Tennis. Tennis.
Maybe he plays with one guy.
Yeah, he should play with more.
No. I want to get intoxicated and have my Tesla drive me home.
It sounds like you're being responsible at least.
I want to do that. I want to sit with you and do that, Drab. I want to sit with you and monitor it, but I want to sit with you with the self-drive.
Sure.
Yeah.
What else, Trey?
So I'm sure you guys are very aware. Drab's birthday's in 2 weeks, right?
I had no idea.
How old is he going to be?
43.
Tom Wilson.
You're going to be Tom Wilson? You're getting up there, dude. You're getting really close. Because once you hit the 50 threshold, you're butt old.
I've got some ideas, but
we need more than just me and him or me and Valdez. So I'm wondering if you guys are open
to going out and celebrating his birthday?
To celebrate his 43rd?
It's possible.
It's kind of selfish and narcissistic to have a 43rd birthday party.
Drab, what are you, a chick, Drab?
You got to go have a big 43rd birthday party.
Has Drab been saying he wants to do something special for his birthday?
I think he's just been hinting that he misses hanging out with the homies.
Hanging out with what?
With the honeys?
Homies.
Oh, the homies.
With the homies.
Yeah.
Hanging out with the friends, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we hang out with them for 4 hours a day, every day.
I know. Everyone just kind of wants to get away from each other when the show ends.
You set it up, and as long as it's within a quarter mile of my house, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Well, I've got something that's not far to you. Near the Sam's Club and the Walmart. EB, for your sanity, it's near the Raising Cane's that you've been at.
Mm-hmm. Which one in Reston or Sterling or
in Sterling?
Okay, I know that Raising Cane's. Yeah, go ahead.
I found a place that does like for adults, indoor like go kart F1 type thing.
Now these butt size.
Drive's having a legit like 10-year-old birthday party.
Will you have goodie bags?
I would go to that F1 bar y'all talked about though.
We have a meeting today or tomorrow about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
About to do like a party there or something?
Yeah.
Hang out?
Yeah. I want to do that.
Trey, nobody wants to ride go-karts. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Got a car.
We want to get drunk.
Yeah.
This is the pregame, and then we hit Hooters, and then we hit a place we play.
That's too many stops. Two stops maximum.
Three stops is a lot. Suburban bar crawl plan.
All right, you know what, Trey? Thank you for the call. Tweet the plan and then get back to us.
All right.
What do you think?
Thank you, Trey.
I'll figure it out.
All right, thanks, Trey.
You'll reach out to him.
Yeah, I'll come
if that's the right venue. I would put my no drinking on pause for a day if we did a fun day out with the boys. I'd go out and revisit booze.
Oh, we can break the streak.
I would break the streak if it was worthy.
Now his 40th birthday party, none of you dogs showed up, and Valdez was overserved.
What was his 40th?
I've no idea. Topgolf.
Mm. Why did you do that? Was I invited?
His wife called me and asked to throw something.
I remember,
think I was on vacation.
It was a very nice surprise.
Yeah, it might have been. I might not have.
You were invited. It was fine. I think you had just gotten back from vacation like the day before.
Right. I'll do a golf sim party.
Boring.
Trav's not into that idea. He's not into that concept.
I'll do axe throwing.
Was it 2010?
They don't do that anymore?
Axe throwing?
It's just something I'd like to try. I've never actually done it.
It's hurt. It's overrated.
You'll like it for two seconds.
It's overrated.
I think I might be elite at it.
I would love to see probably each of us individually try an escape room and then see if we can figure it out. We'd all be stuck.
I would die in there.
No, if they didn't give you any help.
Oh, no, I would die in there. I would die.
We didn't even touch on the EP.
That's fine.
Get one story.
Well, give us your lead. You're Ricky.
Ricky. How about Joy Taylor, the chick that talking about her again. Every day?
Right. Yeah. All right.
Might be a new gig for her.
Okay, very good. All right, we'll get into EB's entertainment page next.